Hello everyone.
Hello.
This is our 10th video. Today we are going to talk about requirement prioritization techniques in project management. Mr. Rizki, why do we need to prioritize the requirements of a project?
Prioritizing requirements will help us to manage them more effectively.
Does the way of prioritizing depend on the project management approach used?
Yes, it does. One uses different techniques in waterfall and agile approaches. In the waterfall approach, one observes sequencing relationships between requirements, although while collecting the requirements, the sequencing might look indirect. But after the activities are defined, one figures out the predecessor and successor relationships. For example, in many cases, giving a priority rank as low, medium, high would be enough. On the other hand, in the agile approach, it is recommended that the dependencies are removed between the requirements as much as possible. If this does not seem to be possible, then it is quite certain that this portion of the project is not really well suited for the agile approach. In the agile approach, prioritizing the requirements is an important part of the planning work. The stakeholders should spend sufficient time to figure out an accurate and useful requirements list where each piece of the requirement has a priority value.
What are some of the techniques?
There are many of them, such as Kano model, Moscow model, paired comparison analysis, 100 points method, and so on.
Okay, can you describe the first one, which is the Kano model?
Sure, Mr. Tekir. The requirements are categorized as basic, performance, or excitement. You see them graphically on the screen now. The first one is the basic or threshold attributes. These are the minimum expectations of the customer. Providing them will not increase the satisfaction to a large extent, but if they are not provided, then one observes dissatisfaction. For example, you enter the hotel room. There is nothing extra pleasing for you. If you see that, you can use hot water, or you have a mirror to watch yourself, or the bed is tidied up, or you can lock the door. But if one of these is not provided to you, you might complain. Each one of them is an absolute minimum. The second one is performance attributes, also called satisfiers. The more one provides these, the more is the increase in satisfaction. The opposite is also true. The less one provides these, the more is the dissatisfaction. For example, you stay in a hotel, the more choices you see in the open buffet, the more satisfied you can be. But if you are not given enough choices, then in this case, the less the number of choices, the more dissatisfied you can be. The last one is excitement attributes, also called delighters. These are not the basic expectations of the customer. But if provided, then one increases customer satisfaction. For example, you stay in a hotel. If you find free food in your room as a compliment, then this can surprise you in a positive manner. The food can be like fruit, snacks, or beverages.
Our next technique is called Moscow. What can you say about this technique and why is it called Moscow?
In this technique, one categorizes the requirements as must have, should have, could have, and won't have. Must have category is the most important one. Otherwise, the system won't be functional. Should have category is the second most important one. This category means the customer certainly wants it. Could have category shows the optional features. Won't have category gives the features which will not be included in the scope of the project.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi, let's assume that I want to buy a new caravan and I want to classify my requirements according to the Moscow model.
This case depends more on the preferences of the customer. For example, having a place to sleep in the caravan can be considered as must-have category item. On the other hand, a bath can be in the should-have category when the customer certainly wants it, but some caravans don't have it. Having a television can be the could-have category item. On the other hand, a carpet can be in the won't-have category.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi. Next technique we must mention is paired comparison analysis.
Yeah. Here, each requirement is compared with one other requirement in order to figure out which one of these two is more important. Repeating this procedure again and again, all the requirements are finally prioritized. Let's look at an example. Here on the screen, we see the pairwise comparison. Each item from A to I is compared with the other items. Here, item A is the most important one because if we compare item A with any other items, we always say that item A is more important. So the count is 8. We see 8 times item A, and its rank is 1. It is the most important item, so its priority is going to be 1. The second most important item, in G, its rank is 2. When we look at the count, we see that only item A is more important than item G. For all of the rest, item G is more important than the other one. We see 7 Gs on the table. So the count is 7, its rank is 2. This is how the work is performed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rizgi. And our last technique is 100 points or $100 technique.
Yeah. While using this technique, each voter is given a quota of 100 points to be distributed among all the requirements. Then one counts how many total points each requirement has collected. After that, the requirements are prioritized accordingly.
Thank you, Mr. Rizgi. We have reached the end of our 10th video. Please do not forget to subscribe to our channel and like our videos. Additionally, if you want, you can support us on our Patreon page. Hope to see you in our next video.
Yes, we'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you have any questions or if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye.